This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Welcome to 4-Year Benefit, presented by NITP, the federal leader in retirement planning seminars sponsored by WEPA. Join NITP for an hour of plain talk on planning your future. You've got questions, they've got answers.
Good morning and welcome to the December 16th, 2019 4-Year Benefit Radio Show. This is the first show after open season, and we're going to talk about life insurance, evaluating life insurance coverage outside of open season. And who better to have than the folks at WEPA to talk about those things. So we have four WEPA people, right? Shane Canfield, and Shane is the CEO of WEPA. Stephanie Baker is the Senior Vice President of Member Services, and Stacy Outlaw, Senior Vice President of Marketing. So we have a marketing contingent here, but the bottom line is this is a really nice product. So Shane, why don't you start out when we talk about WEPA's increased its marketing tremendously. I see it at the Metro. Of course, we talk often, so I hear it. So we'll discuss more in depth shortly. But for federal benefits who have recently heard about WEPA but still don't know, what kind of guidance could you give them, Shane?
Well, thank you for having me and us here. We really appreciate it, as always. I would say a couple of distinguishing features about WEPA. We are a nonprofit, 501c9, been around for 75 years, serving exclusively civilian federal employees. So that's a pretty unique proposition. There aren't many organizations like us out there. So we have over 46,000 insureds. Our rates are significantly less than Fegley's, and we're dedicated to promoting the health, welfare, and financial well-being of civilian federal employees, our membership.
You've been around for a while, the firm, the organization. How long?
Yeah, 75 years. We were in place, we were put in place during World War II, and we were in place 12 years before the federal benefits program. So we existed before them. And I'm not exactly sure, but I'm pretty sure that the Fegley Life Insurance Program design amazingly looks a lot like ours, and we were in there first. So it's a rock solid program, financially well put together, and we save people money every day.
Okay, and to that, you mentioned that it's a quote not for profit end of quote. People say, well, what kind of business can be not for profit? And I'll put my accounting hat on. A not-for-profit organization spends money, brings in money, but with its, quote, profit, it plows it back into doing the better good that the organization is designed to do.
Exactly. Our stakeholders are the members, literally. We don't exist to pay shareholders, outside sources, anything that's extra we return, and we might talk about that later. And the marketing is part of that mission as well, because getting the word out matters. And our senior VP of marketing is here to talk about that.
Okay, Stacy.
So I joined WEPA August 2017, and part of that was to develop our brand. And we, as Shane mentioned, were a 75-year-old organization, but a lot of people still to this day have not heard about us. So one of our goals is to become the brand of choice among civilian federal employees when they need group term life insurance. So we're doing that in a couple different ways. We're raising brand awareness throughout the user experience, and we want to make sure that all of those civilian federal employees that engage with us have a great experience. We want to make it extremely easy to do business with us. But above all, we want to protect their families, and that's the mission at WEPA.
So what have you found in marketing, if you will, or talking with people? What's the aha button that you hit where somebody says, you know, I need that? Not that you tried to talk them into it, but some people just have a deaf ear with regards to life insurance.
Sure. I would say we pride ourselves on bringing peace of mind to that civilian federal employee. Oftentimes, we know that they're in areas or that they're in mission critical locations where life insurance at the end of the day really does matter. And so we provide a product that truly gives them peace of mind. It covers them, it covers their family should something happen.
Okay, so it's not necessarily a time to do it. Of course, with life insurance, as far as costs go, the earlier you join, the you keep your costs down for life. So I'm not so sure everyone always understands that, and I think somebody young, I don't need that.
Right.
You know, just got out of school, just entered the workforce, maybe didn't get up, whatever. And then later... It's more expensive, never prohibitively expensive. It's actually prohibitively too expensive not to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people get that message later on in life.
Right. And one of the benefits of coming in at a younger age, it allows you to kind of set it and forget it. You know what I mean? And one of the other things that people oftentimes don't consider is you never know what life's going to throw at you. You never know. You might be healthy today, but a year from now, that doctor's report may look differently. And so having the ability to already have your life insurance policy in place at a young age is extremely advantageous.
Agreed. Now, I was a federal employee, I think, one summer, but I've never had the benefit of being able to buy life insurance from WAPA. But way back when, the AICPA, American Institute of CPAs, had the same, you got premium rebate. We're going to talk about that later. And it was a very inexpensive necessity. And we'll talk more about who's your underwriter. But, you know, ours was a major player, not as big as yours. But anyway, so Stephanie, internal processes have been enhanced this year. Not that there was anything wrong with them prior.
Yes, absolutely. So we've improved our internal processes as we increase our volume of new business coming in. We're working really hard to ensure that our policies are issued in a quick manner so that our members can have a peace of mind with their policy contracts.
Now, quickly, if somebody is new to this or they're listening to this and they've never known slow versus quickly and quality versus non-quality. Now, of course, you have quality and you have quickness. So if I send my papers in, if you will, is it laborious to fill out the papers?
Not at all. So actually, you're applying online for our application. It takes an average of about 21 days for the application to be underwritten by our carrier. And then once the underwriting decision is made, then it takes 3 to 5 days for us to issue the policy once we receive a premium payment.
So you're constantly adjusting, but as was mentioned, you've been around for 75 years. I'm sure you're more efficient today than 75 years ago. Wouldn't anybody be? But I've been fortunate to be from a distance for many, many years and more friendly, if you will, or talk a lot more to you all, and great strides.
And Stephanie and her team have been constantly improving the member services. And I don't know if you're going to talk about that here today or not, but the entire journey of how people flow through not just the online part of it, but the human part, mm-hmm. Stephanie's part.
Absolutely. You can dial our 800 number and speak to any one of our member service representatives, whether you are a prospect that is interested in learning more about WAPA or you're calling to inquire about your application or you want to make some changes to your policy or information. We are here to serve our members.
Okay, now you mentioned 75 years ago, and then we'll get off the 75 years ago, but it met a need then, and certainly I would say is better known over the last however many years, and not that you're creating a need, but when you talk to somebody initially, they might not understand that they need more than X dollars worth of coverage. I mean, I need enough to take care of the funeral and the like, and that's all, but... So history, What did you do differently? Of course, nobody knows what you did 75 years ago. And probably you could probably look at the last, 10, 15 years. And it's a competitive world, too. But you all, are unique within the federal sector. There's premium rebate. I'm probably getting way ahead of this. But certainly that's one of the things people would want to
refund, Bob. Refund.
What is it again?
Refund.
Refund.
Not rebate. That's a bad word in insurance.
Uh-oh, I'm going to be fired.
No, you're not, but I had to say that.
Okay, thank you.
It's your show. We are at your disposal. But that word is a big one.
Okay, so we know the federal employees are familiar with the coverage, but what's the main differences between WEPA and FEGLI? The main, and then we can maybe look at the top 10.
Okay.
Or top five.
I'll take that. For those that don't know, FEGLI stands for Federal Employees Group Life Insurance. And they oftentimes, feds, as you come into the government, you receive FEGLI's insurance as a federal employee. Oftentimes, feds don't know that they have an alternative to FEGLI, which is where WEPA comes in. We are actually older than FEGLI. We started in 1943, as Shane mentioned, and FEGLI started in 1954. We typically cost up to 89% less than FEGLI, and we also offer up to $1.5 million in coverage amounts, whereas with FEGLI, you're capped, if you will, based on your salary. So with us, if you need more insurance or need more coverage, we can provide up to $1.5 million. We're also 100% portable, so if you elect to leave the government, if you decide to go into the private sector or into contracting, you can take our plan with you.
Sounds good.
And I'd like to add to something that reinforces what Stacy said earlier. If you're a federal employee, you can't take FEGLI with you when you retire or leave federal service. If you get sick or your health conditions change in that interim period of time, you can't continue with FEGLI. So if you need $1 million worth of coverage, you know, you're 40 when you buy it, and then you're 50, now you've got a health condition. You may not be insurable in the private market at all. But if you have the WEPA plan, it carries right through. So I think it's a tremendous benefit.
All righty, so the cost structure, it's less than FEGLI. This, I think you've told me before, but now I'm looking at it. It says cost up to 89% less. Now, I might look at something like that different than other people because I'm a bean counter, but that's significant on something that you really need. But if you were to come early, join the club, and stay on till late, then you get the benefit of the lower premium up front that carries through all those years?
That is correct.
Correct.
Wow. I think with that, it's time to take a break. So why don't we take a break and we'll listen to what the commercial says about you all.
WEPA is a proud sponsor of 4-Year Benefit, presented by NITP Mondays 10:05 to 11 a.m. on Federal News Radio 1500 a.m. Federal open season is over, but there's never been a better time to reevaluate your life insurance coverage. Get life insurance for less with WEPA. WEPA has been insuring the future of federal employees for more than 75 years. WEPA can be used as a supplement or replacement for your existing policy and costs up to 89% less than FEGLI. In fact, last year, members who switched saved $375 on average. Although open season is over, you can apply anytime for WEPA Group Term Life Insurance. See how much you could save by visiting waepa.org today.
Welcome back to the December 16th, 2019 For Your Benefit Radio Show. We're talking about evaluating life insurance coverage outside of open season. And we have August body from WEPA, Shane Canfield, the CEO, Stephanie Baker, Senior VP and Member Services, Stacy Outlaw, Senior Vice President of Marketing. And right before we left, we got down to We went through the history. We talked about the good. And what about the structure of the program? So we did the 1,000-mile view. Now let's dig in.
Sure. So with both programs, WAPA and FEGLI, they're both term insurance with premiums that go up in five-year age bands. But with WAPA, the coverage limits begin to decrease at the age of 60, with coverage fully expiring at the age of 85. So you're carrying that peace of mind throughout your later years. And as Stacy mentioned, the coverage is fully portable. So if you leave the federal government, you can take that policy with you. Or if you go into retirement, you can take it with you as well. We have outreach initiatives where we are letting our members know prior to their coverage increasing for the different age bands that they're moving into. So we take a proactive measure to reach out to them to let them know and give them the opportunity at that time if they want to make any changes to their coverage.
So if I was listening to this and I was taking notes, and I'd say age band, but I think what I'm hearing is if I go in at a certain age, maybe a younger age, maybe I didn't get the message right away and 10 years later, so I enter the door at whatever age I am, my premium seems to be not changed, and it may not change in 5 years. It may change in 5 years. I think it's fair to say it's probably going to change some. But for that five-year period, I'm locked in.
That's correct. And so, for instance, if you are, let's say you're reaching the age of 50, now you're going into the period of 50 to 55 age band, mm-hmm. and so your premium could increase at that point in time.
But it allows me then to get a ticket on the train early on, and I can ride it for a long time. And if I want to get off at a stop, which would probably not be so smart, but every 5 years it goes up incrementally.
That's correct. And if you chose to decrease your coverage to keep the cost in line with what you're comfortable with, you have that option to do that as well.
Yeah. And the premium is only one thing. In other words, I'm going to pay, or the policyholder is initially going to pay X dollars. But isn't there something where there's a premium? What's that word again?
Refund.
Refund.
Yes. And so...
Well, he's looking at me.
We do offer
just checking.
We do offer the premium refund. I don't know if Shane wants to elaborate on that.
Before we move into the refund, though, I think it's important to note with the premium increases that we were talking about, oftentimes what people don't realize is with group term life insurance, as you age, you start to pay things down. So your mortgage is not nearly as expensive as it once was. By the time, you know, you're well off in your career, you might not have that car note. So you may not need as much coverage as you're beginning to pay down your assets. So as Stephanie mentioned, you can decrease the amount of coverage that you want, which also reduces the premiums that you pay.
Okay, could I reverse that for a second? If I'm listening, sure. I'm pretending I'm listening already, and I say, okay, well, that's good, but, you know, I'm young, I've just started in the world, and, you know, every dollar counts. So maybe what I'd like to do is I'd like to become a policyholder, but I can't afford what I eventually want. So if I wait, can I add after I first enter?
Absolutely. You can add at any time.
And I don't know if there's a stat for it. I would think the stat would say once I progress through the GS rankings, then I said, and maybe there's a marriage, maybe there's not, maybe there's whatever, and I just need more coverage. Maybe somebody depends on me other than a spouse and a child. And so that's kind of a nice provision. So if I start at a low number and then I bump it up and then maybe something happens and I can't afford, can I come down?
Absolutely, yes,
so
you can.
Once I'm on the train, I don't have to get off, right?
That's correct.
I can change
the
speed.
You have options.
Yes.
But term insurance is not whole life. There's no cash value accumulation. The premiums are less. It's just pure protection for the risk of dying. And so as you age, the premiums go up, and it starts to go up exponentially. This is not unique to WAPA. This is all term life insurance. It starts to go up exponentially as you get older. And so the differences in premiums start to fade around 60, 65 between us and FEGLI. And there's no mystery here with the rates. You can go right on our website. We've got a very easy to use calculator, age and the amount. And you can compare directly. So I don't know that that answers your question. Stacy mentioned that needs tend to change over time. And as you decrease, I think what both Stephanie and Stacy are trying to say is that as your rates start to go up, all group, all term insurance does, if you don't need that much coverage, but you still want some coverage, yeah, you just reduce it, and then you get your premium down to something you want. And then by the time you reach 70s and 80s, most of our policyholders either let go of all of their coverage because they don't need it, or they reduce it to a minimal amount, $50,000 or something. But this is, there's nothing unique about feds in that regard. That's the nature of term insurance across the country.
But somebody listening would say, okay, I sign up, I'm going to pay a premium of X, and I pay that for, let's say, 12 months. But at the end of 12 months, what's that word again? Refund? There's a premium refund. So my cost isn't necessarily what I first hear and what I'm first paying, because at the end of the year, I get a refund of that premium. Some of it.
That
you
is
get
true.
A percentage.
That's
yes.
a little risky, so to speak, for us to say, because the refunds are not guaranteed. It's based on performance of the plan. It's based on performance of our investments, and we make a decision each year, and it varies from year to year. My mortgage is with a mortgage co-op, and so they have the ability to, and they normally pay out about a 1% return of your mortgage payment. But they will not guarantee it. They do not put it in writing, although they tell you it's available. So we do the same thing, but it's 19 over the last 20 years,
yes,
I believe, we have had a return of premium.
Okay. All righty. I'm just I'm trying to think of different questions to ask. All right. Improvements at WEPA. I've been around, I guess you all more closely in the last as many as 10 years and seeing the changes. But, I mean, you keep changing for the better. I don't think you change for the worse. So brag on yourselves.
So we have a new underwriter. That's underwriting our business, and we have a great relationship with them. We've made some enhancements to our online application throughout the course of the last couple of years. We've also increased our staffing and made some improvements to our internal processes. We have made great strides in ensuring that we're treating our applicants like they want to be treated. We're meeting them where they want to be met, making sure that their journey from the time they apply for our insurance all the way through to the death claim is a seamless experience for them.
All righty. So you all have been very, I won't say cautious. You didn't mention who the carrier is. I mean, you can knock people's socks off with this one. Who's your carrier?
New York Life Insurance.
New York Life Insurance. Now, for those of you that maybe are listening, say, what's so good about them? They're kind of like the, I won't say the envy of all other life insurance companies, but they certainly sit on a higher perch than most.
There are only two companies nationally that have the best rating from the three traditional rating services, and that's New York Life and Northwestern Mutual. And Northwestern Mutual isn't in the group market. The only one is New York Life. So you're right. We teamed up with a good one.
Yeah. So member benefits beyond the life insurance. Clearly, the life insurance is the focal point. It's the draw, but you have other benefits as well. So again, it's time to brag on yourself again. What else outside of life insurance?
So first, we have the premium refund program that we were talking about just a few moments ago, where we give our members a check back for 5% to 25% of their annual premiums. And as Shane mentioned, that's not guaranteed. But we have been able to do that over the course of the last several years. Although the refunds aren't guaranteed, we've refunded our members over $100 million since 1996. We also have a scholarship program open to dependent children of our insured members. Each year within that program, we offer 75 scholarships to those that are attending vocational, technical, and four-year university and colleges. Our applications are now open for the 2020 scholarship program. So if you're a member listening, be sure to visit WAEPA.org, and that's W-A-E-P-A, /scholarship to apply.
That's nice, and that's every year since I can almost remember.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a great benefit.
Sure. So what other benefits are there that maybe they're not going to be as great as that life insurance and deal? Are there other things they can listen to? You're very prolific in your, I'll call it marketing, but it's more public awareness. It's not marketing. So you're prolific in that. So let's say I was listening to a spot. What would I be listening to that would say, I like these people?
Yeah, so one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is providing resources exclusively to the civilian federal audience. And whether that's blog posts or white papers or guides, all those topics are related to the civilian Fed. And everything from TSP and what you need to know with your retirement accounts to just the basic terms of group term life insurance versus whole life insurance, And so everything that we create, the content that we produce, is exclusive to that civilian Fed. And it's helping educate and bring awareness to benefits and offerings that are relevant to that audience.
All righty. Now, when you first meet a prospective member, what do you find surprising that they didn't know about what you do and how you do it? And, you know, some people have a vision of life insurance as kind of a necessary, I won't call it evil, but why would I want to do that? And they don't understand that if it's the primary earner in the family, or if it's an individual where there is no spouse or no children, there may be still some things that they would like covered. And maybe most importantly, once you get on the train, it's they don't punch your ticket every step, right?
One of the things we hear over and over again is, I wish I would have known about you sooner. And so, again, one of the efforts that we're trying to really focus on is bringing that awareness to let people know that they have an alternative to their federal program, which is FEGLI. And that way, they can have us in addition to FEGLI if they want to keep the FEGLI coverage that is through their employer, and have us as a supplement. That's perfectly an option. Or if they want to forego that entirely, they can join WAEPA and have additional coverage. It just depends on what their needs are.
Okay. What have you found maybe interesting that somebody didn't know what a benefit was of life insurance? I mean, life insurance is clear with the overall, but what are the things that they didn't know or should have asked and didn't ask? What's I won't call it hook. What would say, oh, you do that? So, I mean, you got the premium rebate. Uh-oh, refund. you burned
that's
a hole.
That's my cue to get in there.
You didn't even have to say anything. I felt the heat anyway. So, I mean, that's pretty attractive. But you have the other things. We'll talk about chronic illness rider in a bit. And so it's just not life insurance. It's life insurance plus, right? Could we say that? Life insurance plus?
Right. Yeah. Stephanie's team, they're front and center with members, both prospective and current. So I know she's going to talk about this in the chronic illness rider. I will say, from a big picture, is price is really a big driver here. You know, there are two ways that people notice life insurance. One is when they have a life event. They get married, they have children, they buy a house. These are all events in people's lives that cause them to think about, oh, do I have enough coverage? The other distinguishing feature for us is that we cost less, and that's real. And the sooner you start saving that money, those savings compound over time. And again, people can look right at our website, just in 20 seconds, you can see that the rates are actually less. So we encourage people to get on the savings right away, because it's always good to save money.
Again, I had a parallel type situation. And when I got that refund, I just put it aside. And then if their premiums went up, they were always modest, like yours would be, then Abel was paying the increase in the premium. And then so it was synergistic, I think that's the word, whatever that means, that I was able to do that only because I got the premium refund. Mm-hmm. All righty, so chronic illness rider. We're a good few minutes from the next break, so why don't we do this and maybe we'll build something around the break. What is a chronic illness rider?
So the chronic illness rider is an addition to your group term life insurance coverage that you have. And so it's if you have a diagnosis for illness, you can accelerate the rider. It's based on an inability to perform two of the six activities of daily living, whether that's dressing, bathing, or et cetera. If you become permanently ill, you can collect up to 50% of your policy benefit amount to a maximum of $500,000. So let's say, for instance, you had a $1.5 million policy, you could take advantage of the $500,000 of that benefit to be used as you see fit. It's tax-free, and it is not a refund system. You get the money to use however you need it, whether it's to replace lost income, pay for medical expenses associated with the illness. It's whatever you deem necessary.
Okay. That's a really nice provision, especially I wouldn't have to pay tax on it.
Correct.
Right, because it's an early payout on the death benefit, and you don't have to pay tax on life insurance benefits.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty sure. You're a CPA. You tell me.
No, you don't.
Can I mention about the chronic illness rider? We are very proud of this. To my knowledge, we're the only group plan that has this in the space. This is traditionally and it's a relatively new benefit in the individual life insurance policy market. But in the group market, I have not seen this anywhere else. We are very unique in offering this. It's not long-term care, but as Stephanie was saying, it helps pay out. We don't tell you what you have to spend the money on. It's a tremendous value, really, and it's just pennies on the dollar.
And it's also a benefit to your spouse if you have a dependent spouse that's covered. That chronic illness rider is also available to the spouse as well.
I think you've got it not only because of the carrier, but because the carrier probably is on the cutting edge and has looked at it eight ways from Sunday, as they say, and found that this would be attractive for people to have. And there's only one in your industry that does that, and that's you. Somebody might say, well, this is another thing. There's another plus premium refund, this and the others as well. Mm-hmm. So why don't we do this? It's about a minute early. Andrew says this is okay. So let's take a break and we'll listen to what NITP can do for the listeners.
Who do you trust when making your most important decisions? National Institute of Transition Planning has been the trusted source for federal retirement planning, serving new, mid-career, and pre-retirement federal employees for more than 30 years. NITP's subject matter experts bring more than 800 years of collective expertise on federal benefits, financial transition, and estate planning. Visit NITPinc.com. That's NITPinc.com to sign up for their free monthly newsletter and information about free webinars.
Does planning for retirement seem like a daunting task? Is retirement years away? It will arrive sooner than you think. Prepare now to stay on track. Join the thousands of federal employees and retirees who have already attended National Institute of Transition Planning's free monthly webinars to learn more about retirement and financial planning. NITP is the national leader and trusted source for federal retirement information. Visit NITPinc.com to sign up for NITP's free monthly newsletter and webinar.
Welcome back to For Your Benefit. We're here today. We're talking about WEPA. WEPA is a life insurance company. Of course, the best of the best, and we've talked about how it works, premium rebates and the like. So we still need to cover some other topics. So if we're looking at, okay, I understand all this, how do I apply? And I can still apply. I think applying makes sense. And then if you find the premiums and the rest every bit as good as it sounds, then I do it. If for whatever reason I feel that maybe I don't want to do as much, I can apply for X, but I could then change my mind to be less than X. But how do I apply?
So you can apply year-round. You apply on our website, and that's WAPA.org. It's our online application. We have a few medical questions that you'll fill out, and then you can also provide banking information if you'd like to start the policy with the initial premium. So it's a very seamless process to apply with us.
And it's not laborious, is it? I mean, it's not like filling out an application to that's 8 pages long.
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. Just some demographic information, a few medical questions, and then you're signing the application electronically, and then it's sent over to our underwriting staff.
Okay. Does anybody ever call up and say, gee, I had this issue 15 years ago. Do I have to put it down? The issue could have been I had rheumatic fever or something.
So we do receive calls like that sometimes, and what we do is we're not underwriting the business ourselves, so we cannot say, yes, you will be approved, or no, you'll be declined, but we advise the prospective applicant to list all of the pertinent medical information, and then once the application is with the underwriter can then request medical records to assess the situation further.
I think it would be good in everybody's view of this, to what if there was a question, I'd still put it down, because I don't want to not put it down and then later pops the issue and you got to explain why you didn't put it. And you know, some people just they repress certain things in life that weren't pleasant, and usually this is going to be one of them.
Well, the application is set up with questions that are time tested. All of our rates are based on the answers to those medical questions and what we expect to get back in terms of answers. The medical questions are very specific, and the level of them depends on your age and how much you buy. Obviously, a 60-year-old buying $1.5 million is going to have a different kind of risk profile than a 40-year-old buying the same amount of coverage. So that's typical as well.
That's correct.
Okay, underwriting and approval. I know I asked this before, but I pretend again I'm listening to this. What does underwriting mean? It sounds exotic. I'm being underwritten.
Well, we're gonna let Stephanie handle that exotic question.
Okay.
So as part of the underwriting process, you have the underwriters that are looking at the answers to the questions. They are looking at the results from the exam. Should you need an exam based on your age and coverage amount? If there are medical records that have to be requested, the underwriting team or the underwriter would then be looking over those medical records to make a underwriting decision. And that decision could be you are either approved for the coverage or you are declined based on what was discovered and the medical information.
Okay, so underwriting sounds a lot heavier than what it is. It's like anything else. You go buy a house, they want to see your financial records. If you go buy a car, et cetera, et cetera. So here we're buying something other than investment. It's a great investment that's also providing liquidity to somebody after we're gone.
That's correct.
But it sounds rougher than what it is, I think. I'm not saying you all did anything wrong. That's what this process is called. That's just trying to get out to the people going, what's that?
Yeah, and it's actually it's not a bad process. The underwriters and the service representatives at New York Life are constantly in contact with the applicant to let he or she know if there's any additional information that's needed, as well as the member services team at WAPA is in contact with the applicant as well. So we work in tandem with New York Life to ensure that we are shortening the processing time and to get the policy issued as quickly as possible.
So again, anybody listening to this, they've got New York Life that's been around since forever, WAPA that's been around since forever. So in other words, when the policy request is filled out, there's nothing left to the imagination. People don't fill these things out wrong. They just, I forgot about that fever I had when I was 10. I think they call it rheumatic, but I forgot. It was, I repressed it. But I suppose it would pop up on some health chart somewhere.
Yes.
Our rates are how am I going to say this? We are a little bit old school with our policy design. For example, we do not have smoker, non-smoker rates. We have one rate. We do not have male-female rates. We have one rate. We look like an employer plan, meaning that's what employers do. They don't have multiple rates they give you. Talking about underwriting, either you're in or you're out. So, we approve 80% of the people that apply. This is an amazingly high statistic. And it's been that way for decades. So we're very consistent in our application of this rating schedule. The other thing that this does is allows prospective members or even current members to easily compare our rates to Fegley's, because there are much of life insurance comes with, here's the advertised rate. And then you go through underwriting. And maybe your rate's better, maybe it's worse. You don't really know. You have standard, you have substandard, you have preferred. There are all these various things, and the underwriter might come back to you and say, we got you approved, but it's going to cost you 20% more. We don't play any of those games at all. Our rates are public. And I think this makes the shopping experience, if you will, the comparison, it's easier.
Well, it's easier, but it's for somebody that's a little apprehensive, it's a good test. Compare it. See if you know,
it feels more straightforward. It feels more honest. It feels like we're giving you your choices right up front, and you know what they are.
All right. You certainly can't use names, but I'll do a little bit of bragging. What was kind of in recent history, or maybe there was something 10 years ago that was somebody comes in and they say, I really don't think I can qualify for this. And you found that, you have to fit a mold, you have to fit a profile. And then they did qualify for it, but they were reluctant to ask. But maybe they listened to a radio show like this and they'd say, I think I could increase my coverage, or I could do away with the old carrier and get with a new carrier. So there's got to be some moments like that where the people just, are elated.
Yes, there are. And some members do take the time to reach out to us and say, what great service we provided, or, they were glad to get the coverage. So they have an opportunity to reach out to us via social media or email us or even give us a call.
And we also talked about you can come in and set a coverage of X, and the premium is X that you're comfortable with. And later on, if we've got a higher grade change, we've got a step increase within the grade, and we say, well, I'd like to take some of that and increase my coverage. So we can bring it up, but we can also bring it down. If there was some financial trouble within the household, you could do that. I mean, that's pretty flexible that you could go either way. Mm-hmm. And most people would say, well, I don't need any more coverage. I mean, there'll be that group. I don't need any coverage at all. And then somebody says, yeah, you do. And here is why. And then they go, okay, I'll put my foot in the water. And then maybe I'll jump in later on. And so that's nice. And again, who knows in your 20s what you're going to be needing in your 30s or 40s.
Absolutely. And you can also insure your dependents, your spouse, as well as your children. If you have them, they will be insured as well. Your spouse is insured for half of the coverage amount that you as the member has applied for.
Okay, and there's some other benefits that you just don't know. And I think one was recently, about a year or so ago with the government shutdown, you stepped up to the plate, and I don't know there are too many others. So why don't you talk about that? That was...
Sure. So this is something we're extremely proud of. During the government shutdown that started basically this time last year and carried over for longer than anyone wanted, WEPA waived our premiums for the entire book of business during the month of January earlier this year. And our board of directors, when we brought this to them and asked for the request, they unanimously voted yes to do this. And so I think that shows the value and the it shows that we are truly for feds, by feds, and we live our mission when it counts the most. You know, we heard endless testimonials from existing members thanking us for waiving those premiums. And when I say waive, it wasn't something that once the freeze or the furlough was over, we then went back and said, okay, now you owe us this premium. It was completely waived. And so that's something that we are extremely proud of, and that we had the opportunity to give back to our entire book of business.
So that was not inexpensive.
Correct.
I'm not asking the dollar amount, but I mean, for outside listening in, this is mm-hmm. a big company saying, yeah, you know, you've been good to us. We're going to be good to you
Absolutely.
During your time of need. Mm-hmm. Nice.
It was 1/12 of our annual premium for 46,000 people. You can imagine that's a fairly big number.
Well, it's why you are what you are. Alrighty, so we got the chronic illness. We got the shutdown. Let's see, the plane needs to land in 7 minutes. So I listen to you when I pretend I'm somebody listening. So that's where my questions come from. So what didn't I ask?
you want to talk about the educational resources?
Sure. We touched on the educational resources a little bit, but just to reiterate, we like to help the civilian Fed by offering resources exclusively to their career or to things that matter most to them. And so I encourage everyone to visit our website, and it's WEPA.org/resources to see all the different content that's there. And you might be surprised by some of the different topics that we have. Again, it's all catered to that civilian federal audience. And there's definitely something there for everyone, whether it's the new Fed who's just starting out in their career or the seasoned Fed who is looking to retire and might need some advice or expertise on what the best pathway is for them.
Okay, I've never sold probably anything in my life, let alone life insurance. Mm-hmm. But I sometimes will look at I'm a tax accountant. I'm not an accountant, so I do tax work. And people come in and we do the tax return during tax season, and I'll notice that they're spenders. And I noticed there was this before they got married, then a child comes along, and I said, listen, this is none of my business, but what's your life insurance coverage? And you probably would not be surprised. I was surprised. What's that? And I don't sell it, so I said, well, you need to go here or go there and understand what it is. And I'll do a little whole life versus term, and that's as far as I go. But I'm really surprised. Once they do listen, well, you know, maybe it's X dollars. X dollars would never cover an issue with regards to a number of these people prior to marriage, at marriage, or after children. So in your own case, what were you surprised at? Maybe somebody calls and nibbles around the edge and say, excuse me, I'm kind of interested in this. What would you suggest I take? Well, you can't answer that, but you can answer it very generally, I suppose, but you can't do it specifically. So what then grabs their attention?
Sure. So everyone's needs are unique, and we're not trying to advise them in any way, shape, or form, but we do want to help educate them. And so on our website, we have a lot of resources, whether it's calculators to figure out how much coverage they need, or how to calculate the difference between us versus Fegley. So those resources, again, are tailored specifically for them to help them better understand what it is that's going to suit their needs. Because, again, everyone's different, and we're not trying to dictate or tell them what to do. We just want them to know that they have options. And if we are if our plan suits their needs, then we certainly want to be considered.
Okay. So let's do the final three. If you don't mind, Stephanie, final thoughts, remembrances, whatever. We're running up somewhat close to the witching hour.
As Shane mentioned earlier, it's the cost savings. I think that's the biggest piece that sets us apart is the cost savings and also the relationship that we have with our members. It's our members first. We are accessible to our members. We are here to help them, whether it's with the application process or just the simple education about our product and our mission and what we stand for.
Okay, Stacy.
Sure. So the three brand differentiators, if you will, to remember WEPA or what sets us apart is first price. I mean, we've talked a lot about that today, but it's true. The average member can save up to $375 a year just on the cost savings. The second is portability. You can take it with you if you leave the government or retire. And then third are those premium refunds that we've also talked about, where although they're not guaranteed, it is a nice savings that we return back to our member.
Very nice. Shane, final bow.
Yeah, I think you've noticed over the past few years, we've really increased. Stephanie's team has grown and is really serving the member. Stacy and the marketing effort. This is so we can continuously bring new folks into the program. About half of our members, our new members, come from referrals. Somebody tells a colleague usually. That's huge. Half of our new business comes from member referrals. That speaks to the value of the program. But the rest come from our marketing efforts. And why are we doing that? Because we need to actuarially do what any reasonable, financially responsible insurance program would do, and that is continually bring in new insureds into the program. So that's why we're doing all this. And we are a nonprofit.
And the marketing efforts are, again, telling people about the benefits. You have a once-a-year, if you will, meeting with all the policyholders that want to come, and you bring on somebody to talk about financial. I mean, these are heavyweights in the industry. Those are nice. Do you have this year's date?
We do.
I figured you did.
So for all the civilian federal feds listening out there, our annual member meeting will be on October 22nd, 2020.
Okay. Do you have a guest yet?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. I'll be anxiously watching. Yeah, I couldn't go to last year. It's the first year, but I couldn't go. And I go on. I take notes and listen. And it's nice. It's nice, educational, and great lunch, too.
It's great. We turned it in from more than just our required annual meeting into something that is, as you mentioned, it's got marquee speakers. Then we have a panel that talks about federal benefits. And we streamed to our first year. We had 600, I believe. And talk about tremendous. So we reached hundreds and hundreds of people.
Okay, Andrew's telling us we're close to the edge here. All righty, thanks for coming. Very educational.
Thank you.
And we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to For Your Benefit, presented by NITP and sponsored by WEPA. Please tune in next Monday at 10 a.m. for a topic solely devoted to you, the federal employee. This show can also be heard on demand at federalnewsradio.com. Search For Your Benefit. Thanks for listening.